all the fun of the fair. Coney Island's Astroland is about as far from the glitz and glamour of the modern-day theme park as you can get. The Cyclone roller coaster first opened back in 1926, and like it, Coney Island and much of the surrounding area has been in decline for many years. This corner of Brooklyn was America's first resort attraction, bringing in millions of New Yorkers right through the 1960s. Then fires, bankruptcies, and urban decay set in. But now there are plans to restore that lustre. These are artist's impressions of a Coney Island for the 21st century. It's part of a $2 billion makeover that will turn Coney Island into a world-class theme park. But the plans also envisage big hotels, condominiums, and apartments, far from what Coney Island feels like today. Carol Albert and her family have owned the Astroland for the past 45 years, but they recently sold it to real estate developer Thor Equities. And so, reluctantly, they are set to close the park at the end of this summer.
We thought since we can't develop it, and since he's now bought up everything but two blocks, and we're going to be surrounded by demolition and construction, we thought we would really lose most of our business, and we couldn't stay in business, so...
Many who have grown up in this section of Brooklyn want to preserve the family feel of Coney Island. It's easily accessible by subway, the rides are cheap, and there's no entrance fee to the park. Stan Fox is a Brooklyn resident and local historian.
You can spend a dollar or $100 or nothing if you just want to walk the boardwalk. Bring a bottle of water with you, just enjoy watching the people, and you have a great time.
The 3 Mile Beach, just a subway ride from Manhattan, is still a magnet for tourists in the summer, but in the winter less so. Municipal authorities want a year-round attraction. Storeholder Paul Georgiou Lakos has worked here since immigrating from Greece, and he says the time is right to restore glory to this faded icon.
You know, it was the dream of the whole world, those days. Now we... You know, he got smaller, and now they try to put him up again. You know, let's hope they do.
Currently, Thor Equities is in negotiations with the city and neighborhood groups to reduce the number of apartments and condominiums the developer wants to build. But those like Carol Albert, who has spent their lives here, want New Yorkers to have a Coney Island they still recognize as their own.
This is New York, after all. New Yorkers are tough, you know, they can hang on to what they like, and they want this boardwalk, they want the beach, they want it to be a democratic event, and we all hope it will continue to be so.
At Coney Island, for VOA News, I'm Nathan King.